Blog Talk Radio.
Love yours. Love yours. No such thing.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing, no such thing.
Heart beating fast, letting you know that he alive. Fake big mad snakes, snakes in the grass, letting you know that he arrived. Don't be sleeping on your level, cause it's beauty in the struggle.
Beauty, beauty goes for all y'all.
It's beauty in the struggle.
Beauty, beauty.
Yeah. It's beauty in the struggle, ugliness in the success. Hear my words and listen to my signal of distress. I grew up in the city and know sometimes we had less. Compared to somebody down the block, man, we were blessed. And life can't be no fairy tale, no once upon a time. But I'd be right damn if a nigga don't be trying. So tell me, mama, please, why you be drinking all the time? Does all the pain he brought you still linger in your mind? Cause pain still lingers on mine. On the road to riches, listen, this is what you find. The good news is, you came a long way. The bad news is, you went the wrong way. Think being broke was better.
Life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Think being broke was better.
Life that's better than yours. No such thing.
For what's money without happiness? Or hard times without the people you love? Though I'm not sure what's about to happen next, I ask for strength from the Lord up above, cause I've been strong so far, but I can feel my grip loosening. Quick, do something before you lose it for good. Get it back and use it for good, and touch the people how you did like before. I'm tired of living with demons cause they always inviting more. Think being broke was better. Now I don't mean that phrase with no disrespect to all my grips out there living in debt. Cash and minimal checks. Turn on the TV, see a nigga Rolex, and fantasize about a life with no stress. I mean this sincerely. And as a nigga who was once in your shoes, living with nothing to lose, I hope one day you hear me. Always gonna be a bigger house somewhere, but you feel me. Long as the people in that motherfucker love you dearly. Always gonna be a whip that's better than the one you got. Always gonna be some clothes that's fresher than the ones you rock. Always gonna be a just better out there on the tours. But you ain't never gonna be happy till you love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing. No such thing.
Yeah, you gotta love yours. You gotta love yours. Most definitely, you gotta love yours. It's J. Cole, man, in the house, signing this thing all right here. Coach of Freedom Radio Network, man, that's most definitely in the house, in the house. Hey, I'm your brother Sun Ray 9, just coming up in here. Man, on Blog Talk Radio on this Sunday evening, man, I'm telling you. Hey, man, just have another, just got a show I want to come in here momentarily to do with you tonight, man. Hey, this is August 21st, man, of 2016. Most definitely, you have embarked on Coach of Freedom Radio Network. Man, Brother Eric and Brother Anthony Shabazz L, both brothers have the night off, and Brother Fun Ray just coming in here. And actually, man, when we've been off the air, we did a little something the day before yesterday or yesterday, I put up a show, but we'll actually be back on the air doing our live shows, 2-hour shows and 3-hour shows, coming back this Wednesday. Coming back on this Wednesday. So look out for that. We'll be right back on there. And thanks to everybody for listening in and supporting this broadcast right here at Coach of Freedom Radio Network and the various shows and outlets that we have right through the Coach of Freedom Radio Network, such as Power Groove Radio that I host right there on Spreaker.com. That is the music station that Brother Fun Ray 9 hosts right there on Spreaker.com. And Brother Eric has a show right there as well on Spreaker.com. That is the Brother Eric Show. Well, we both do music shows on Spreaker. You know, we have our own music stations and shows right there on Spreaker.com. So go over there and check us out, family, as well. And I would ask that you go over here and link up with us right there on Facebook. If you link up with us right there on Facebook, that way you can keep up with the different outlets and shows that we do, because a lot of things, you know, we don't do a lot of things right here on Blog Talk. So if you link up with us right there on Facebook, you can see the different shows that we do under the banner of Culture Freedom Radio Network. So link up with us right there on Facebook at Culture Freedom Radio Network. It is Culture Freedom Radio Network on Facebook. And you also can link up with us right there on Twitter as well. Twitter, you can link up with us at Culture Freedom 9. That's Culture Freedom 9 on Twitter. Like I said, one more time, on Facebook, that's Culture Freedom Radio Network on Facebook. Hey, but I'm, like I said, right now I'm just going to probably be doing like a 45 minutes at the most show tonight. And like I said, just want to come in here and throw something out, fam. I just want to throw something out and just prepare us for what we're going to do on Wednesday, a little preparing this show for Wednesday. Hey, let me see something right here. I see my brother in the house, Chief David Rabbi Israel. Chief David Rabbi Israel. Peace to you, brother. Hey, brother, I've been checking you out on YouTube as well, man. Y'all check my brother out, Chief David Rabbi Israel on YouTube. Check my brother out right there. So peace to you, Chief. I've been checking you out. I've been listening to you. You a wild man. You a wild man. That's all I can say right there, brother. Yes, sir. Peace and much love to you, my brother. Oh, brother, Chief, I'm telling you this right fast. Let me get into this topic. I did a show on, well, Reverend Gizmo did a show on Spreaker this morning. We did a hip-hop. It was like a hip-hop gospel. You know, we do Reverend Gizmo, the hip-hop gospel show sometime on Spreaker. But on this one, I do hip hop gospel. It was we did hip hop gospel from hip hop gospel from Hebrew Israelites. So all the hip hop song, gospel songs we played today were from Hebrew Israelite artists. Yeah, you'd have loved that one, from Hebrew Israelite artists. So hey, we did a little special thing right there this morning, dealing with that as well, family. Hey, but I gotta, like I said, well, tonight I'm really not gonna do too much talking. And what I'm going to present tonight, since we're just doing like 45 minutes, and we're going to be back on Wednesday to reiterate some of the things that we're going to do tonight. But I'm going to have some clips tonight, and I'm just going to play the clips. And I'm going to let white folks snitch on white folks. Can I do that? I'm going to let white folks snitch on white folks. But tonight's topic of the conversation is the history of George Soros, the daddy of the Black Lives Matter movement. Y'all heard what I said. I said the history of George Soros, the daddy of the Black Lives Matter movement. And I call him the daddy because he is the one who give them their allowance. Yes, he's the one who give them their weekly allowance, monthly allowance, however the hell he give it to them. He's the one who's funding them, and he's giving them their stipends or whatever we want to call it. That's where they get their goddamn money from. Now, y'all know for a fact, like, come on now, all my black folks out there, boys folks out there, whatever title we want to be called, I don't give a damn what it is, my Melanite family, y'all know this. If it's a lot of movements that we have started, and y'all know it could be some things for the greater good for our community, and we won't somewhat continue to further keep the progress up and going. Like, if something happened, a shooting happened, or whatever happened in our community, we'll stomp, kick, and holler and scream and cry, fall on the ground and shit like a spoiled child for about 2 or 3 days. You know, we might do that. But after that, it's all over. It's back to business as usual. But this Black Lives Matter movement, man, I'm telling y'all, this thing got some fire up under it. It has some fire up under it. And I'm like, you know, at first I was kind of fooled by it. I was fooled by it. It got me. I was looking at this thing like, yeah, black folks on the come up. We finally waking up. I'm looking for this thing that our brother Jill Scott Heron said, that the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. So when I start seeing it happening all over the television, I'm like, oh, goddammit, that prophecy was not fulfilled. Oh, he lied on that one. He didn't tell the truth. Man, we seeing this thing. Black folks waking up. We kicking this shit off. But, but like we do right here in an always professional manner, and have to be responsible media right here on Culture Freedom Radio, I had to go and we had to do some research on it to make sure, y'all. We had to make sure. And in our finding, we found out that, hell, everything, what it wasn't supposed to be. Everything in the bean pie, Brother Eric, I got you, Brother Eric. Everything in the bean pie, Brother Eric, wasn't beans. God damn it. It went. The ingredient, this was, I don't know the ingredient. I have to wait until Brother Eric come back and he got to tell y'all the ingredient was in the bean pie. But everything that was supposed to be the ingredients in the bean pie wasn't, brother. Somebody slipped something in there that wasn't supposed to be in there. And what they slipped in on us is with the Black Lives Matter movement was that it's a white funding, white dollars who's funding this shit. And tonight, really, just we're not going to really just get into Black Lives Matter about them. We're going to get more into that on Wednesday show, but we're going to get into the funding of it. Well, not the funding, but the man behind the money, who's the financer, can I say that, the financer of this movement. We need to learn some history about who this dude is, and because a lot of people don't know who the hell George Soros is. So tonight I got like two clips, and I'm going to go ahead and get into this because I know I don't have a lot of time. We're going to go into a little history of just who George Soros is and what this dude is about. So some people might say, well, what difference does it make, Son Ray, if he give them money, if he give them money? Come on, y'all. We were always told by our elders, such as the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Marcus Garveys, and all of these, our elders, right, who laid the foundation down for us to be able to do what we do. We even got laid down the foundation for Son Ray to run his mouth right here today. Here we go. They told us we have to do for self. Do for self, y'all. That's what we was always told. I don't know goddamn what it was. That's why I was looking at something earlier talking about Black Wall Street, what he was doing for self. So even in this type of movement, Black Lives Matter, and the thing that's happening with us as a people with police brutality and every other thing that's happening with us through the political structure and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? We have to fund our own uprising. We have to fund our own liberation. And when you got your enemy, and he's our fucking enemy, y'all, there's no mistaking about it. You can't be fooled about that. And I'm going to tell y'all something else that the messenger said, the Mullah Elijah Muhammad said. He said that the white man is the grand deceiver, and he most goddamn definitely is. Even though you might think George Soros, it's a nice deed he's doing by giving him money to help in the liberation of black lives. Oh, that's a goddamn lie. Y'all have to understand what this thing is really about, why he's giving the money. It ain't just so police can stop killing our sisters and brothers, because they hadn't stopped. They hadn't stopped. We're going to get into that a little bit third way, so I got to slow down on that. But here's something, family. There was an article that came out, let's see, just the other day, and it was talking about the Ford Foundation, just not George Soros' family, but the Ford Foundation just gave Black Lives Matter $100 million to go along with the $33 million that George Soros has pumped into the organization called Black Lives Matter. Goddamn, y'all, come on. This is what this article said. Let me tell y'all what's the. It says that the corporate subsidies and unrest in the form of Black Lives Matter movement has just received $100 million boost from the Ford Foundation. For all its talks of being a street uprising, Black Lives Matter is increasingly a wash in cash, raking in pledges of more than $100 million from liberal foundations and others eager to contribute to what has been the grand making of, what the hell, I don't know, there's some fresh shit here, y'all, Duja too, or cool, or whatever the hell that is. I don't understand the French. I'm not a Frenchman, so I get it. But it's like these liberal groups, and we gotta watch this shit, y'all. These liberal groups, these groups that they call libertarians and shit, y'all. Watch them motherfuckers real close, family. We have to look more into these libertarians and these philanthropists and watch what they're all about when they're pumping money behind your so-called liberation, and they saying we want to help you. We want to help fund your call. You better watch it, because, like they said, read the fucking fine print, y'all. Because some of the shit in the fine print, when you read it, when they say this is free, are we giving this free? Hey, we just trying to help out. It's all free. You didn't read the fucking fine print at the bottom, and you will end up getting messed off by that fine print. Hey, but let me see. I got these clips. I want to play. Let me see here. I'm trying to see one. I got one that's 17 minutes, and I got one 9 minutes. Let me tell y'all. Let me start this one off right here first. Let me do, because I want white folks to snitch on white folks. Y'all, because we, right here at Culture Freedom Radio, we've been talking about this for a while. And so I got to, and sometimes, and I'm not saying y'all, but sometimes y'all know the saying. They said, black folk don't believe shit until white folks say it. Some shit we don't believe or we don't take heed to it unless white folks saying it first. Y'all heard that before. And so I won't let these white folks snitch on white folks. Y'all didn't know that? White folks snitch on white folks? Y'all didn't know that? Y'all, okay, y'all will hear today. Here's Bill O'Reilly a little bit. He's talking about, I'm going to play this 9 minutes clip first. I'm going to let Bill, I might not play the whole thing. I don't know, depending on how great. I want to go into this, but then, no, fuck it. I'm going to go to this 17 minutes because y'all really have to know the whole history of George Soros. And that's why I stand with you, know what this motherfucker is about. See me, y'all. Because when you know what this fucker is about, you will know him funding Black Lives Matter is a bunch of bullshit. He's not really out for our true liberation. Nobody gives a fuck about the black man liberation but us. Nobody cares about us but us. What was that in the movie, New Jack City? He said, we all we got. You goddamn right. We all we got. We all that cares about us. And sometimes we don't care about our own goddamn self, y'all. But we all we really have. It may seem that somebody might be friends to us. We like to, some of us like to say, I got some good white friends. I got some nice friends. Oh, you motherfuckers better, you better watch them motherfuckers. I'm going to quit cussing, y'all. I had a good thing. I listened to Reverend Gitmo doing the hip-hop gospel with the Hebrew Israelites earlier. Come on, let me play the history of George Soros and check my damn mouth. Here we go, y'all. It's like 17 minutes, family, like 17 minutes. So, hey. This intro right here. Let me get this over. Turn some of this shit down. MoveOn.org, y'all. It sounds like some old satanic shit, but he's saying MoveOn.org. That's what he's about. And one thing, it might seem kind of
boring. George Soros is a thug who's deployed as an economic hitman for the British Empire. He was trained at the London School of Economics and later picked up by an associate of the Rothschilds. He will then use the funds handed to him to launch financial warfare, stealing billions of dollars, and then using some of these proceeds, finance programs such as drug legalization, euthanasia, and political cults such as MoveOn.org to destroy a nation's ability to resist imperial rule. But of course, Soros' demented thinking should not solely be attributed to himself, but rather, it was partially generated by his handlers during his formative adolescent years.
These are pictures from 1944 of what happened to George Soros' friends and neighbors. You're a Hungarian Jew who
mm-hmm.
escaped the Holocaust
mm-hmm.
by posing as a Christian.
Right.
And you watched lots of people get shipped off to the death camps.
Right. I was 14 years old. And I would say that that's when my character was made.
In what way?
That one should think ahead. And one should understand and anticipate events. And when one is threatened. It was a tremendous threat of evil. I mean, it was a very personal experience of evil.
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes, yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
Yes, that's right, yes.
I mean, that sounds like an experience that would send lots of people to the psychiatric couch for many, many years. Was it difficult?
Not at all. Not at all. Maybe as a child you don't see the connection. But it was, it created no problem at all.
No feeling of guilt?
No.
For example, that I'm Jewish, and here I am watching these people go. I could just as easily be there. I could be there. None of that?
Well, of course, I could be on the other side. Or I could be the one for whom the thing is being taken away. But there was no sense that I shouldn't be there. Because that was, well, actually, in a funny way, it's just like the markets. That if I weren't there, of course, I wasn't doing it, but somebody else would would be taking it away anyhow. And it was the, whether I was there or not, I was only a spectator. The property was being taken away. So I had no role in taking away that property. So I had no sense of guilt.
After being psychologically prepared through his collaboration with the Nazis, George Soros naturally traveled to England in 1947 to seek further training at the London School of Economics. There, he became the protege of radical positivist Karl Popper, who influenced Soros's latter project, the Open Society Institute, which coincided with Popper's imperial view that empires have the absolute right to launch wars against the so-called uncivilized Third World to establish peace. Just as the British East India Company established peace by enforcing their opium trade on China with gunboats.
Now we have a global capitalist system. The power of the states is greatly reduced, which incidentally I applaud. But nevertheless, there isn't an international political process to keep pace with the internationalization of our economy.
Left alone, states do not maintain peace. We need an international organization aimed at keeping peace. In the 19th century, we had a global capitalist system, and it was Great Britain, representing the imperial power, that maintains stability. Currently, we have no system of peace. In some ways, the 19th century version of the global capitalist system was more stable than the current one. There were imperial powers, Britain foremost among them, that derived enough benefits from being at the center of the global capitalist system to justify dispatching gunboats to faraway places to preserve the peace or collect debts.
To no surprise, after his civilized training in London, Soros was soon to become the Anglo-Dutch oligarchy's most devoted monkey. According to former associates, George Soros was given his startup money to launch the offshore quantum fund NV by none other than Baron Edmund de Rothschild's right-hand man, George Carl Weiss. With funds of this type, Soros would conduct financial warfare through derivatives and currency speculation. His first major mission was plotted on June the 2nd, 1992, when representatives of Soros, along with other Anglo-Dutch financial predators, met on Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II's yacht, the Britannia, while in the presence of the Queen herself. The task was to rip apart Europe's financial structure to maintain stable exchange rates, then known as the European Rate Mechanism, and replace it with the Maastricht Treaty, which established the euro as the single European currency, hence putting full financial authority in the hands of one central bank controlled by the Anglo-Dutch financial establishment.
Now, this was part of a plot which was set up to create what we now see forming out of the Lisbon Treaty, this idea of a United States of Europe sort of thing, which is that basically you're doing away with national sovereignty. It's not like the United States that we in the way that we think of it, but it's the idea of doing away with national sovereignty, creating some sort of a European government. And we've seen now that we have the European currency, the euro. The European rate mechanism was the first step in this. So this was set up with a number of nations involved. The British were part of it to help get it set up, but the British didn't want to stay in it because they preferred to manipulate it from outside, because this is a trap for the rest of Europe, but to be manipulated by the Brits, but the Brits don't want to subject themselves to it. So Soros's role in all of this was as a front man for a move by the Bank of England and allied financial powers to pull the pound out of the European rate mechanism. Now, this is pretty funny because this operation got Soros known as the man who broke the pound or the man who broke the Bank of England, when in fact he was just a front man and a stooge for the Bank of England in this whole process. It's easy to prove that George Soros did not break the Bank of England. And the proof of that is that George Soros is still alive. He's still being used as a British asset. If he had actually done what the myth says he did, they'd have killed him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the way it works. You don't take on that power and get away with it. Mm-hmm. So the fact that Soros is walking around doing their bidding today proves that he never did. He was always an agent of theirs. He's always been a front man and a stooge for the British Empire.
The economy of the Soviet bloc itself is a terrible and worsening failure. In Western European culture, we have demonstrated that the success of nations of big industries depends upon the technologically progressive independent farmer and what is called here in Germany the Mittelstand. Soviet culture in its present form is not capable of applying this lesson. Despite all attempts at structural reform, and despite any amount of credit supplied by the foolish West, the Soviet bloc economy as a whole has reached the critical point. At its present time, in its present form, it will continue to slide downhill from here on, even if the present worldwide food crisis had not come into being.
In the 1980s, anticipating the collapse of the Soviet bloc, Lyndon LaRouche proposed East-West cooperation to develop Eastern Europe and Eurasia. After the Berlin Wall came down in 1989, the LaRouche movement organized in leading circles of Europe around the Paris-Berlin-Vienna Productive Triangle program, and then the Eurasian Land Bridge for capital-intensive, energy-dense infrastructure and industrial buildup to provide better living standards along corridors of development reaching all across Eurasia. But within the British Empire, a handful of strategic planners saw this moment as an opening for the drastic turn toward their system of world empire. Just as the statesman Lyndon LaRouche was being forced into jail in the most disgraceful, fraudulent trial in American history, the same Anglo-Dutch forces that had moved to destroy LaRouche unleashed their golem, George Soros, upon Eurasia. As the Soviet Union declined, the economic hitmen moved in. With the registration of Soros Stefan Batory Foundation in 1988, was ground zero for the European test run of Harvard economist Jeffrey Sachs' shock therapy model. This program of Shockian monetary austerity, slave labor, and the wrecking of benefit and pension guarantees for state workers would be used throughout the region to implement free market looting. George Soros was in the midst of the effort to cultivate a new leadership which would implement the radical free market model even before the Soviet Union cracked. In 1990, he financed foreign jurists and economists to prepare documentation in support of the Shatalin Plan, also known as the 500 Days Plan for shifting the USSR to free market economics, shutting down the Soviet military-industrial economy, and imposing budgetary discipline. Academician Leonid Abalkin and then Soviet Finance Minister Valentin Pavlov blocked full adoption of the Shatalin Plan in 1990. But the next year, its foreign sponsors saw a new chance. The free market gurus and think tanks that helped redraw the economic map of Britain during the 1980s are planning an ideological invasion of the Soviet Union in the belief that the failed coup has rendered the empire ripe for a dose of Thatcherism. Although their influence may have diminished at home, the Thatcherites believe that the events of the last few days have created the perfect new laboratory to test their ideas.
In 1991, when the Soviet Union came to an end, Ukraine declared its independence right after the shadowy attempted coup of August 1991, Boris Yeltsin, he became president of Russia. And through various political maneuvers, unfortunately, the backers of the authors of the Shatalin Plan, the 500 Days Plan, the most radical schemes of deregulation, privatization.
All right, family. There was enough of that shit there. Like I said, I tell y'all what to do. To get it, so you can watch that whole pep of this video when you watch it. Like I said, it seems boring as a motherfucker now. I mean, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. But but you have to know who this guy is, because, you know, there's so much talk about him being the funder or in funding Black Lives Matter and this and that. But you got to go and listen to it. Go to YouTube and just type, and just go to YouTube and watch the documentary. The documentary. It's called The History of George Soros. It's like 17 minutes. Just type in the history of George Soros, and there's many other videos that's on that dealing with that. And I got like one more clip. I'm gonna play like nine minutes. I'm gonna play Bill O'Reilly right fast, y'all, and let him see it. My time might run out. Like I'm only doing 45 minutes a day, and we'll be back on Wednesday at our regular time. We're gonna do the full 3 hours coming back Wednesday to go back in and reiterate. And Chief, call back in Wednesday. We're gonna bring it. We're gonna open the lines up. I'm just like doing some on here. Here's Bill O'Reilly, y'all, talking about more about it.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks for watching us tonight. We have a powerful and important program, so I hope you stay through the whole thing. You won't be sorry. Buying political power. That is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. Factor has been investigating far-left billionaire George Soros, a man who wants to impose a radical left agenda on America. And under the radar, he is making great progress. Soros has set up a complicated political operation designed to do two things: buy influence among some liberal politicians and smear people with whom he disagrees. Now, here's a chart of how Soros and a few other wealthy radicals who help him are funneling money into the political process. Stay with me on this. Most of Soros's political money flows through his Open Society Institute. You see it there on the left, which is almost unlimited funding. Since 2001, according to federal documents, the Open Society Institute has given nearly $20 million to the Tides Foundation, right below that, an astounding amount. Now, Tides, in turn, funnels the money to a variety of radical hatchet men who are all well paid. For example, Tides has donated millions to the vile propaganda outfit Media Matters, which specializes in distorting comments made by politicians, pundits, and media people. Media Matters is an internet site, but directly feeds its propaganda to some mainstream media people, including elements at NBC News, columnists Frank Rich and Paul Krugman at the New York Times, columnist Jonathan Alter at Newsweek, and Bill Moyers at PBS. In fact, as president of the Schumann Center Foundation, Moyers oversaw at least $500,000 transfer of money to Media Matters. We'll have more on that tomorrow. Now, George Soros is also pouring money into the Center for American Progress, run by former Clinton aide John Podesta, and the Democracy Alliance Group, both of which fund Media Matters as well. So you can see an enormous amount of money this Media Matters has control of. Finally, George Soros has given the radical left organization Move On many, many millions of dollars. This group actively supports liberal politicians like Howard Dean and John Edwards. It also organizes demonstrations promoting left-wing causes. So you can see how powerful this guy Soros has become. He can smear anyone he wants in a variety of ways. His organizations can raise millions for politicians who will do his bidding. Thus, he can demand that politicians running for office do what he tells them to do. If a liberal politician doesn't toe the Soros line, he or she will be denied funding and brutally attacked. Just ask Senator Joseph Lieberman about what Move On and Media Matters did to him. Now, Talking Points is reason to believe John Edwards is taking orders from the Soros group right now, and other Democratic politicians may be as well. The goal of George Soros, Peter Lewis, Susie Tompkins Buell, and other radical financiers is to buy a presidential election. By that I mean find and fund a candidate who will tacitly do what he or she is told to do. In the past, big business has been accused of doing just that. Now it is the likes of George Soros, an extremist who wants open borders, a one-world foreign policy, legalized drugs, euthanasia, and on. My book, Culture Warrior, documents the Soros policy and his tax-evading businesses located in Curacao and Bermuda. The really frightening thing about all this is that most Americans have never even heard of George Soros. This is off-the-chart dangerous, but completely legal under the McCain-Feingold Act. In the weeks to come, we'll have more on Soros and his operations, including naming more of the mainstream media that is actively helping him, which includes Rosie O'Donnell. And that is the memo. Now for the top story tonight, reaction to our investigation. Joining us now from Atlanta, Phil Kent, author of the book Foundations of Betrayal, How the Liberal Super Rich Undermine America. And here in the studio, conservative radio talk show host Monica Crowley. Monica, begin with you. Did I leave anything out?
No, I think you were right on. And you know what? This is an incredibly well-oiled, brilliantly orchestrated machine. And as you pointed out, it's also a brilliant way to get around the campaign finance laws in this country. You have one guy in George Soros. You had mentioned big business had been criticized for this stuff before. Here you've got all of this power in the hands of one guy because he's got a billion-dollar fortune where he can put his money wherever he wants. The problem is twofold. Number one, transparency. This guy's been able to fly under the radar for a long time before you just exposed him because the mainstream media protects him because they're on the same ideological
page. Okay, and
page.
Also because it's a complicated, you see where the money flow goes. Can you put that chart up again? Because it goes through three or four places
right.
before it gets to the intended source.
Exactly. But, you know, this is a web, but it's not a particularly tangled web because, as you pointed out
it's
in
clean.
The chart, you can trace it back two or three organizations away from George Soros. He's not even making an attempt to keep his fingerprints off of this. And the other point, too, Bill, is accountability. So you have transparency, okay, which he's trying to obfuscate with this kind of web, but also accountability. So he can finance websites, like you mentioned, Media Matters, other organizations that will go out there and smear right-wing politicians, smear right-wing pundits and commentators and so on, and there's no accountability because it's floating out there on the web.
Yeah, but we live in a thing of freedom of speech. Now, Mr. Kent, you know, you got to admire Soros for coming up with this organization. I mean, you know, he's made billions by doing this in business, by being in Curacao and Bermuda and France, where he was convicted of a felony. And he knows how to do this. He knows how to move the money around and use it to gain influence. And now he set his sights on changing the basic fabric of this country.
Well, that's right.
All right. That's enough of that. That's enough of that, too. And here's a clip. Let's kick this album. So I'm going to look this clip up. Now, that was the first one that I was playing. You gotta look at both of these. And like I said, like the teacher gave you homework. To better understand what you're trying to accomplish and trying to study and find out, you got to do your homework. So here's some more stuff about George Soros. Like I said, go back and look up on YouTube. Look up the documentary called The History of George Soros. The History of George Soros. And then look at this other one that was playing because I didn't play the whole thing. I got to stop it for time's sake. And I replayed the little rally again probably on Wednesday on next show. We have more time to go into this. But look at this clip with Bill O'Reilly. It says, Bill O'Reilly exposed George Soros. Bill O'Reilly exposed George Soros. And go into that. Now check out one of the names that they said. And y'all do your research and look this up as well. Look up Media Matters. Media Matters. Look them up as well. Look that name up and see what they're all about. But now just that name. Just that name. Media Matters. Now, wait a minute. Now, George Soros funds them, Media Matters, and this and that too, right? So they were out before this thing called Black Lives Matter came into existence. You know what I'm saying? And now they just all of a sudden they came up, and these women came up with a hashtag, Black Lives Matter. And just so happened George Soros had already been funding this organization or this other thing called Media Matters. And now they got all kind of other matters out. They got All Lives Matter. Now they got Blue Lives Matter. We're dealing with the police department. See all of these matters this, matters that. All of these fucking matters that's coming out now. You know what I'm saying? And who's the man that's all behind it? And here's some more things that he's behind. He said he's his list goes on and on for the things that this man, goddamn it, fund. And his money is behind a lot of stuff. Look up Acorn. The Apollo Alliance, the National Council on La Raza, the Tides Foundation. All y'all, check this one out. Huffington Post. I used to go on Huffington Post news site all the time and look up things like they got this thing, Black Lives. I think it's Black Lives news articles. You know, they got different channels and segments that you can go into. I used to look up that. Hell, found out that he's sponsoring him. He fund that, Huffington Post. Oh, yeah, Huffington Post. Check this one out. Also, he funds the Southern Poverty Law Center. Oh, yeah. This motherfucker got money, y'all, behind a lot of shit. The Sojourners. People for the American Way. Uh-oh. Check this one out, family. Planned Parenthood, Planned Parenthood, number one motherfucker. That's not the number one. It's one of the greater things that's killing our people. Well, and how they're killing our people, they're killing our babies before they even get out into the world to get killed by the police or any other thing. Because look at the abortion rate, family, that we have in our community. Yes, George Soros and Planned Parenthood. Remember not too long ago that they had the Senate and Congress and was talking about the funding of Planned Parenthood? Y'all remember that not too long ago? Yes, Planned Parenthood. Oh, and Black Lives Matter, right? Oh, yes, Black Lives Matter. It does matter. That the slogan stands true. Black lives does matter. But the Black Lives Matter, why they don't never talk about Planned Parenthood? Now, I'm talking about the people that's the black people, so-called black people, who's supposed to be running. Let's just say for a minute, who's supposed to be running Black Lives Matter. Why you don't talk about the abortion rate, or you don't talk about why is Planned Parenthood out here doing what they're doing to our sisters in the black community dealing with the abortion? Oh, you don't want to touch that shit. You're not going to fuck with them. Why? Because, oh, the man who fund you, fund them. Like I said, don't bite the hand that feeds you. So, no, you're not going to touch on Planned Parenthood. That would be asinine. That would be outrageous. No, don't do that. And they also fund the National Organization for Women. Man, this man got his hand in everything. Man, it's just like the devil, man. I'm telling you, it's just like the devil. Elijah Muhammad had it right. He said, man, the devil. He got his hands in everything. So when a person like this has, and you go back and y'all already look at this shit now, I need you to go back and listen, look at this so you can truly understand and know who this person is, man. So with all of these riots that we just seen in Milwaukee, these things were meant to be. I know, family, I'm a black man. I'm going through struggles as a black man here in America, just like every other black man is in America who's going through stuff. I've had police incidents happen to me. I've been beat down by the damn police. I had police dogs bite me before on between both of my goddamn thighs. I had to fight police dogs before. I had shit happen to me before with police brutality. So I know the police brutality is real, but here's what I'm saying. I feel the energy when we do see things happening with what's happening like in Milwaukee and when Ferguson, when we see a rise in people uprising. I know that's a great goddamn feeling because we're thinking, oh, this shit's going to jump off for real. But it's just an fucking illusion, y'all. That's what we're trying to say. It's just an illusion because these motherfuckers are fine, and I supposed to be not be cursing y'all, but they are getting paid to do this. It's not coming sincere from the heart. That's what we're trying to say. It's not coming sincere from the heart. These motherfucking devils are behind our people doing this shit. The looting and shit. It came out, y'all. Remember in Ferguson when the people were looting and breaking into the stores? It came out by some of the so-called gang members, as they say. They came out and told it that Eric Holder, the Attorney General at that time, paid them to do the riot and looting in Ferguson. It came out that they were paid. And I'm going to tell y'all, see, that's why I be so adamant and I be so pissed off when our black people always doing some paper chasing. And that paper chasing will get you messed up every mother time because they know that our people love to chase money. It's always about the money. That's why we got so many motherfucking sellouts out here. And we ain't gonna never stop getting the sellouts, y'all. That's why we got the sellout ass Al Sharpton, the sellout Jesse Jackson. That's why we got all these fucking sellouts. Because they always Negroes chasing after fucking money all the time. Thinking money is gonna bring our salvation. That's why the preacher can teach all this prosperity bullshit and we still ain't prospering right now this goddamn day. So these motherfuckers ain't not enemy know that we always want the money so they can come to us with these money. The niggas be like Michael Jordan, make millions and never contribute to the liberation of our fucking people with all of this money. So they know they can fund you and get you to do whatever they want you to do because all you want is some crumbs off the goddamn master's table. If the nigga can give you a million, you best believe he's making a fucking billion. So, hey, that's it, fellas. We're going to be back on this Wednesday, y'all. We're going to have a little more time to get into this. I just had to throw something out there and get this out here. Please, y'all, do your homework, look up the history of George Soros, and then the thing Bill O'Reilly exposed George Soros. Get into this, because our people don't want to touch on this shit dealing with George Soros. They don't want to look at this. They just want to, when you get to talking to our people about Black Lives Matter and who's funding them, they don't want to hear that shit. They don't want to even acknowledge it, because they think it's fucking real. And they don't, some people just don't give a damn anyway. They just don't give a damn anyway. Like I said, I like